Welcome back. Our next guest decodes a simple question on the minds of many investors out there, and that is, why are geopolitics rocking the U.S. stock market? Ticker.co editor Sam Rowe joins us now. Sam, always nice to get some time with you. So what do you make of the market action this week?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that no one actually really imagined that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. Even though we've been hearing this from the White House for weeks and maybe even months, it was just not a concern among investors and traders and professionals that they would actually list it as a thing that was a major concern. And, why would they, list it as a major concern? It's not something that actually happened yet. Whereas right now, investors are already concerned about stuff like high inflation and interest rate hikes and earnings growth decelerating. And, we still have a pandemic happening. So I think it's just a matter of the markets just not having taken it, the likelihood of an invasion very seriously.
And so I wonder, Sam, even though, it was sort of telegraphed, even if people were not taking that seriously, I wonder if it sort of counts as a black swan, sort of a traditional type black swan. And if it is that the thing that sort of could, it's already taken down the market some, but not that much. So how are people sort of gaming out at this point, now that it has happened, how much it could continue to take down the market?
Sure. I would probably, put it in the same sort of field as a black swan, in that, again, I don't think anybody was really, making a bet that this would actually happen. But if we know anything about markets historically, the move is by investors is to price in, a worst case scenario very early on. And, sometimes those worst case scenarios do, play out. But, for the most part, whatever the worst case scenario might be doesn't play out. And so when you do get, new developments of how, things are escalating, if tensions and if what's going on with the invasion in Ukraine, if the developments, we're going to get bad headlines. First of all, we're going to get bad headlines for a while, but the bad headlines aren't as bad as what, some might imagine them to be, then yeah, you could continue to see the market rally.
Sam, are you surprised by how resilient the U.S. consumer is right now? We just had consumer confidence out moments ago. I was expecting a plunge, and we haven't gotten those readings yet.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, I was just listening to your guest before us talking about how, something like geopolitics can weigh on consumer confidence, and that's supposed to, send shockwaves through the economy. But the thing is, consumer confidence has been deteriorating for months now. I think it was like last summer, I remember writing about this. It might have been in July or August when we had this initial plunge in consumer sentiment. And, consumers were blaming this on inflationary forces. And, since then, we've gotten nothing but worse than expected inflation data, and consumer sentiment has continued to deteriorate. But the hard data has been telling us that consumers have been spending increasingly so through that entire period, all the way into January, when we just had, the height of the Omicron variant causing all of these disruptions. And not to mention the fact, January coincided with a month where we're getting all these reports of inflation hitting, 40-year highs. And all that has to do with the fact that consumers are just much more healthy from a financial perspective.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the numbers again from this morning. Personal spending up 2.1%, even as personal income was flat, although it was expected to decline. So I guess all things being equal, it was maybe better than estimated, Sam.
Right.
So, yeah.
Keeping in mind that, during the early parts of the pandemic, there was no, as all this stimulus and people were still working, as all of this was happening, there weren't a whole lot of options to spend, during the early parts of 2020. So consumers are still sitting a tremendous amount of accumulated excess savings that they can continue to tap into.
All right, we'll leave it there. Our friend Sam Rowe from Ticker.co, always good to see you. I'll check you on Twitter. Have a great weekend.